escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Which is Pablo Torre finds out. And like, look, he's got lots of interesting parts of
he's
the podcast.
Been deep
and,
on this Belichick Jordan,
Jordan Hudson part.
Thing, yeah.
And like he uncovers some like silly things sometimes or fun things sometimes. But the most recent episode was on a 50 or 61 page document from the NFL that stated a few things. And what we're trying to figure out is this something that matters to fans and do fans care? Or why aren't players making a bigger deal about it? Because behind closed doors, it feels like a big deal. But at the same time, you and I had the same reaction, which is it feels like something I knew was happening and assumed was happening, and now it's just on paper. What happened in this podcast is this document points out that the NFL, in a behind-closed-door meeting, discussed pay-or-play as a group, which is against the rules for the NFL because that is collusion. You can't, as a group of owners, say, no all-guaranteed contracts, we're getting ripped off, or all sit in a meeting and say, we're all not paying running backs. They're worthless because it could impact the level of players and the way in which they are paid. And this document certainly makes it seem like owners got together and after the Deshaun Watson deal said, no, everybody,
yeah,
no more of that. We're not doing fully guaranteed contracts. This is the NFL, which seems horrible for the players.
There was a text exchange or two mentioned in the documents that showed one owner thanking another owner for not giving a certain player a certain deal. I think it was the Kyler Murray deal or something. And it was, yeah, I can't remember the other owner that was cited, but basically thanking, I guess it would be Bidwell or whatever,
yeah,
thanking him for doing that deal because it made it easier for them to do their deal. It's terrible because it's all right there.
It's definitely collusion. There's no question.
In text messages. But as you alluded to, I don't know if fans deep down care because we all kind of assumed, and we talked about it 3 years ago, 2 years ago, when Watson got the fully guaranteed awful contract. Immediately, we all knew it for Cleveland. At the time, everybody said, oh, these other owners are going to hate this. They're going to say, what the heck are you doing? And they are going to make sure that they don't give this type of deal to anybody else. I didn't think they were dumb enough to put it in text messages.
Yeah.
But so of course, like this idea of, hey, owners doing things in negotiations to make sure that they don't have to become the new, that doesn't become the new standard. Like that happens all the time. You just don't put it in writing. You don't have text messages, conversations about it.
Here's why I think it could end up being important, but also why I think fans don't care. I don't think fans care because it doesn't actually impact any of the play. It doesn't change who wins games, loses games. It doesn't impact the game, right? The game doesn't feel hollow or less truthful or those things. It's just about money. And so, like, in that regards, fans are like, it's just about the owners trying to save a few cents. And in a game in which you could get hurt tomorrow and never play the sport again, you could kind of understand why NFL owners want to limit the number of guarantees as much as humanly possible. The reason why it might actually become a thing is the next CBA agreement, if I'm the players, I'm making a huge stink about this.
Yeah, they always lose in this, though. Like
you should make this the biggest thing on your plate. You NFL, guys are openly colluding with the amount of money that we're allowed to get. This is crazy.
Unless they do a drastic shift, though. Typically, the NFLPA is somewhat of a joke. It just is when it comes to these negotiations, man. They end up caving on something that the owners didn't really care to give up anyway. They end up focusing on things that actually are not the bigger picture deal, and the owners end up getting a much better deal. It's the weakest, you know, of the unions, like compared to Major League Baseball's union and other. It's so weak. And I understand ultimately it's led to there not being stoppages in a long time, which thank goodness, right? And probably on the baseball side, we might be seeing a CBA stoppage.
Everyone seems to think it's coming.
In a couple of years. So I'll say that about the NFLPA. We haven't missed football really for the most part.
But they should be making, if I were like the head of the Players Association as a player or my team's representative, I'd be raising a huge stink about this.
Oh, it'll get brought up. I just like, what's the...
Hey, don't do that.
Yeah. There's just not... And this is why this story did come out a day or two ago. Mike Florio was upset that other outlets weren't covering it more and things like that. It's just like...
Feel inside football? Is that the problem?
I think it's
a little
inside...
You can't get everyone riled up because the owners didn't want to give the players a little extra money?
A conversation for the casual fan about like, hey, they don't want the guaranteed contract. They were talking behind closed doors and text messages colluding to make sure it doesn't happen. I don't know if that's as interesting to the casual fan as it is to diehards or certainly business side of the sport. The reason why it's worth talking about it is we think that everybody kind of assumed the Sean Watson deal was never getting handed out to anybody else again. And if it does, it's going to be somebody down the road, like, you know, it would have been, you know, Patrick Mahomes or, you know, fast forward a decade from now, whoever the top young 27-year-old quarterback is at that time.
It just feels, honestly, all it does is point out the things I knew. The owners act in Congress together in shady ways.
Yeah,
and that shouldn't honestly surprise us. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, the other part, though, and someone points out, this is fair on the text line, like someone says it's not the owner's deed. Well, the owner, it's the fact that the owners did this, but also when you think about the players union, they knew about it as well, and they agreed basically to hide this document or whatever for a while.
It does seem to like they like the shield part. They've got the players on board for that, too, and that's weird to me. Like, how do you convince, like, because that's like, I understand why people who are in charge, like, it doesn't matter the company, right? It doesn't matter if you work at a large oil company or gas station or radio company. I get why the people in the highest level protect the brand. It's hard getting the lower level people to be like, I better protect the brand that is the company. Oh, come on.
Who even is the Players Association president right now? Or the
person just switched.
Who, yeah.
They did just switch.
It's not Damaris Smith or whatever it is.
Let's see.
It's Jalen Reeves Maben.
Yeah, that's the most recent guy. Damaris was maybe. And look, maybe there's going to be a change coming. The idea that they helped hide it is that
who it is? Yeah, I think it's.
Google search.
Lloyd Howell Jr. Sorry. And okay. It's executive director and president is Jalen Reeves Maben. The executive director is Lloyd Howell Jr. It was Damaris Smith or whatever before.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.